Welcome back to the program, 539, and apparently the issue of LeBron James heading back to Cleveland has caused a little bit of an uproar in several interesting places. 25-year-old Michael Milner is in jail in Sandusky, Ohio. He was convicted of aggravated murder for killing a three-year-old by hitting him back in 2012. He's waiting for his sentencing. He was playing basketball in jail on Friday against another inmate just a few hours after LeBron announced he was going back to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they wound up getting into an argument over that. Well, there's not much else to do in prison, is there? We're not sure who picked which side, but we know it wound up with the other inmate punching Milner in the face, and that punch broke his nose. The other inmate is also a horrible person, 19-year-old Bryce Stokes, who's waiting to face trial for rape and gross sexual imposition on a 13-year-old. He'll be looking at charges for the assault. Oh, well, look, these two individuals need to be put in the same chair, strapped in, lit up, and call that a day. Anything else going on? That was just an interesting thing.
That was a sports story? That was your sports story of
the day? It has to do, they fought over LeBron James going back to Cleveland.
Oh, brother.
Sports related.
Apparently, the soccer folks who had the game down at Miller Park last night loved it. Don't get the soccer folks mad. Apparently, they loved the venue.
You mean all three of them?
There were over 30,000 people there.
Mm-hmm. And they were there for the hot dogs.
Okay.
The brats and the special sauce or whatever.
Right. And then, of course, the situation with Gene Segura and whether or not he'll be back right away with the Brewers. I would guess not. I would guess he'll be taking some extra time. So the Brewers will have to make do without their shortstop for a few days. Coming back from the All-Star break, they get back to work tomorrow night in our nation's capital.
So has there ever been a case where a team has been so racked with injuries that they had to reach down to the minors or something and bring somebody up recruit from a college?
Many times.
Yeah?
Yeah. The New York Yankees this year are a perfect example.
Ah, okay, okay.
They've got, normally a team will have a five-man starting pitching staff. Mm-hmm. They have four different pitchers in their five-man staff than they started the year with because of injuries.
Oh, okay. So there's a rule allowing for that. If you got so many, you don't just have
This bereavement list that we're talking about with Segura is kind of a newer thing. They put it in a couple of years ago for players if they have to go to a funeral, mm-hmm. if they're going to be with their wife who's giving birth, mm-hmm. something like that. Back in the old days, you didn't go. I mean, you weren't allowed to go.
Your kid will be there.
That's right. In fact, one guy once, Pete Rose was his manager, and this guy said, my wife's giving birth. I'd like to be there for the birth. He says, all right, go ahead. Just don't bother coming back.
Wow. You know,
it's changed a bit in the last few years.
Apparently, when LeBron James announced that he was coming home to Northeast Ohio in an attempt to bring the Cavaliers their first title and try to give the city of Cleveland its first pro championship in 50 years, the website Elite Daily started a little bit of research and put together the starting lineups if every basketball player went home, quote, like LeBron.
Hometown teams. All right.
The clear winner would be the Washington Wizards, who'd have according to them, a sick team. They're starting five.
Okay.
Kevin Durant.
Uh-huh.
Roy Hibbert.
Uh-huh.
Carmelo Anthony.
Ooh.
Ty Lawson. And Rudy Gay.
That's a pretty good starting five.
Not bad. The Dallas Mavericks also took a pretty good position. Chris Bosh, LaMarcus Aldridge, Deron Williams, C.J. Miles, and Wesley Johnson.
Notice that not one of the top two cities for basketball players in the NBA, New York. You would think New York would be very high on the list.
Chicago Bulls would get Jabari Parker.
Uh-huh.
In addition to him, they'd have Derrick Rose, Dwayne Wade, Anthony Davis, and Sean Marion. Charlotte Hornets would have Chris Paul, John Wall, Steph Curry. Uh-huh. Why would a man be named Steph? And John Henson and Chris Wilcox also.
Once again,
would be
New York not on the list, LA not on the list. Wow.
Let's see. Seattle Supersonics, Boston Celtics, Detroit Pistons, and Thunder.
There are no Seattle Supersonics anymore. Their team was stolen by Oklahoma City.
Okay. Let's see here. Even though the team moved to Oklahoma City and the Thunder. Interesting enough, San Antonio Spurs wouldn't even have enough notable players to build a starting five.
I don't think Milwaukee would either.
Neither would the Utah Jazz or the Denver Nuggets. Sports at its best right there. That is, that's not
you
just
didn't
sports.
Recognize any of those names you just read.
I recognized a couple of them. There was that guy that did that thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, very impressive.
Utah Jazz still amazes me.
Why?
Well, the name of the team.
Like calling a team the Sahara Lakers.
They were they were originally in New Orleans, where the name made sense, the New
right.
Orleans Jazz.
Well, what do you want to call
them?
They
moved to Salt Lake City. I mean, not a whole lot of jazz clubs in Salt Lake City, I would imagine.
Mormons?
The Bigamist?
The Minneapolis Lakers moved to L.A.
You know,
not a whole lot of lakes in L.A. last time I looked.
You know, if you were to change...
You could shorten it to the Utah Bigs instead of the Bigamists.
That would be interesting.
Some marketing opportunity.
And all of the cheerleaders would be in wedding dresses. Little sexy wedding dresses.
I'm going to leave now.
Why? We're just speculating.
Besides, with the NBA, if you leave out the marriage part, the name would ring true for many, many players in the NBA.
You would have to have, on the cheerleading squad, you'd have to have one dude. You know, there'd have to be one dude.
In Utah?
Yeah, the one dude and all the other cheerleaders around him, and yeah, they'd come out. Yeah.
All different kinds of love.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, we are
There's that HBO TV series. Have you watched that at all?
What's that?
It's called Big Love.
No, I haven't. What is that about?
It's the guy who is a proud bigamist.
Yeah.
And his various wives that he's taken.
Yeah.
Well, then there that is. No, I have never seen that.
I'm sure you don't have that on your DVR.
No. And you know MTV is producing a show about virgins losing their virginity. Adding to the cultural uniqueness and...
Well, first of all, how would you know for certain? If there is money involved, wouldn't someone potentially try and fake that? Sure, I've never had, and how much are we getting per episode here?
I don't know. Well, the thing of it is, just the mere mention of they're having a production meeting and somebody says, hey, I got an idea for a great show. That person should have been hit in the head with a hammer.
It's MTV.
Right there.
It's MTV.
Not gone, wow, Bob, that's an awesome idea for
MTV.
A show.
MTV.
That's going to do a great bit of building up America. That's awesome. Yes, let's run with it. No. He should have been tossed out the window. And then everybody else looked around and go, next, anybody else got any great ideas like that one? Huh? No? Okay, moving on.
I was looking through a photo album when I was home. Saw pictures of myself as a Cub Scout. I was a Cub Scout. I didn't want to be a Cub Scout. My father made me. I was willing to join the Cub Scout Reserves. It's not nearly as stressful. You only have to meet like once every 2 months, show up if there's a big Cub Scout emergency, 50 old ladies at a crossing. You know what always cracked me up about Cub Scouts was their motto. On my honor, I promise to do my best to do my duty to God and my country. My country? Now, what kind of pickle does a nation have to get into for the president to go, for God's sake, send in the Cub Scouts? Gets on the phone, get me Den 5. I don't give a damn if they're at a jamboree. Well, send in the Weeblos. Weeblos, that's a great name. No, not in my tent, we don't.
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.